The Punny. "You're so fond of wasting time, Neil Paterson," said Miss McTavish. "You can spend the whole morning doing just that. As your punishment for not handing in your homework today, you can sit and twiddle your thumbs in the classroom on Friday while the rest of the school visits the dinosaur exhibition. Could you nae hae gien me an ordinary punny like lines or sums or missing Jim? But nah, nae hae. Nae, Miss McTavish. My ma says Miss McTavish manet nasty peels to mak her sae ill natured. He dinna need to watch a horror movie to get a flag. Just come into our class and see Miss McTavish. Frankenstein's monster himsel would run for her. Dinna fash yoursel, Malone, my da telt her. Your cousin David saw the dinosaur exhibition doon in Embro. He says it's just a puckle clockwork beasties that hodge frae ae fit onto another and gie a bit rower. He says he's in mere excitement at a Sunday school picnic and a wheat Saturday afternoon. But I can't dae just sit down to cheer me up, and I was gay hanging luggage last Friday when the other loons and quines get on to the bus with their packed lunches. Never mind, Neil, said Maisie Duthie. He'll be here and squeal dinner. Likely it'll be mince and tatties with ice cream after. Hi, quoth Annie Burney. I'll bring you back some dinosaurs tae clippings if I win near in you. I brechent up at yon. After the class had lined up like a raw penguins, Miss McTavish roared and got at ma a while. There will be no carry-on at the exhibition, she warned him. I haven't forgotten it was one of this class who ate a tin of chocolate gifted by Queen Victoria to her gallant gardens in Africa. I only hope the person concerned had an extremely sore tummy. She kept finding it was me, though she couldn't prove it. The Gordon Highlander Museum shouldn't leave out chocolates to tempt bairns, even if they are 100 years old. Off they set for the bus, leaving me myself in the classroom. I was gay wearied biding there, I tell ye. I poked about my desk and carved the stew through the blackboard clout and drew a picture of Miss McTavish on the board with a mouser that suited her real well. Sign, I even grew scun at a yawn. I put my heady down in my desk and shut my een. Tom Forbes the Johnny poked his head round the door. Weel, weel, if it's nae Neil Paterson, the very loon I was wintin'. Maisie Duthie telt me you were here. I cock at my lugs and listened. Tom Forbes is a fine Johnny. Abody calls him Quasimodo, cause he rings the bell and has a gammy leg, but he disna rage or gurn like Miss McTavish. I've seen couthier Rottweilers than Miss McTavish. You see, Neil, said Tom, Friday's the day I raid up the classroom pits for the weekend. Nane of the cleaners will do it since Class 3's rat Speedy ran off and ate the register. But a big loon like you, you'd hae the job done in nae time. There's 50p in my pooch for ye if you're finished afore dinner time. Oh, I didna need twa tellings. I was off like a hare to room one, Miss Innes's class, for the infant's bide. Miss Innes keeps her rubbed cud fuskers and her run in the nuke. A recht bosker o' a beast, with lugs as big as bananas. After I get Fusker's clean stray and a sup carrots and lettuce, I took him up on my bosey and we toured the classy. The Lutlands are daying a project in fishing, seeing zoor squeals in Aberdeen, though if only a yon fish in the war swam into a net, that car hole ain't as big as a barrel. It's herring we hae in Aberdeen, nae sharks, but I suppose the infants hae a job cutting out with shears. Fuskers was real teen with the fish, but when he tried to char the mobile of the fishing fleet, I took him back to his run and left him there for being ill-tricked. Room 4's Miss Mitchell's classy. They hae twa gerbils cud, bacon and eggs. Bacon's brown and eggs is white and the bath loup like puddocks. The gerbils bide in a plastic hoose like a kind of gerbil multi-story with their own playground to keep them entertained. Miss Mitchell's class are doing a project in North Sea Isle. My da works offshore in a rig, so I was fair diverted raking about in room 4. There was a muckle paper mashy model of a rig We paper divers, it is phone and toilet rolls for gas pipes leading through the bottom to a muckle chart in the war, a side bacon and eggs hoose. We are different pieces of aisle that which is bombage. I let bacon down the pipes and eggs after a minute a fine dander round the rig, while I cleaned out their hoose and tamed some seeds into their bowl. I bed a good while in room four, looking over the charts and pictures of the aisle fields, sign a cart's bacon and eggs in the rig with a jam jar, and teamed them into their hoose. By 10:30, I twa mere classes to gang tell. The deputy heads in room number six, yawns Mr. Bruce. Had to be gay, canny wee's pets. The primary sibbins are breeding puddocks, and the taddies have new ground legs with their tails, and they drop it off their dog shit. The water was glary and slivery. At the watching their loss on their puddocks doing the sink, changing the water. And they need a sup mate and half or they turn into cannibals and eating another if they're hungered. Mr. Bruce has a muckle collage in the back wall. The silver city by the sea, Aberdeen through the ages. There's war poems on by local folk and the tune motto, Bon Accord, and the coats of arms of the gentry. Over in a far nook, Mr. Bruce had a clan map with the North East tartans on it. Gordon, Facherson, Forbes, and a wheen mare. He'd a tape recorder ahead in the door with tales of all Aberdeen on it, about bogles and warlocks and even slavery. I didn't think Tom Forbes or Johnny would geez ginger if I'd just sit down a while and listen to it. I wish I had Mr. Bruce's a dominie and name as McTavish. Some of your tales would have made your hair curl, they were that fiery. The hen Miss Pet was the quietest, to be the tortoise in room 10, Mrs. Hardy's class. Dance around the world was her project. I thought John would be gay boring from the loons when I saw the pictures of ballerinas and healing dancers and Dutch clog dancers and Indian temple dancers, but over by the blackboard the class had papered the wall with my best singers. Madonna, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston and a puckle mare. Fin I put on Mrs. Hardy's tape recorder, the top 20 records blared out, rap and rave and disco tunes. Seeing nobody was there to watch me, I practised my disco dancing. There's a junior disco at the youth club on Saturday night, and I'd like to dance with Maisie Duthie if she'll let me. Tibby the Tortoise didn't think much of the soon, but I didn't forget my job. I decked at her shell with a polish clout in time to the music. I think she was glad to ging back into her cosy box of her stray. Sign, Tom Forbes chop it in the door. I didn't ken you were a disc jockey in the mark and co he. It's just as well with the squeal to ourselves. Here's 50p for redding up the pets, and 12 packets of Monster Munch crisps for missing the dinosaurs. Maisie Duthie and the rest of the bairns come back after dinner time. Pierre Neil, quo' she, was you half a scunnert biding yoursel? I didna say aye, and I didna say na, for fun Miss McTavish would have been in a fine fizz if she'd kent the kind of forenoon I'd heen to mysel. Och, ye could mark up for it by letting me dance wi' you at the disco, I telt Maisie. And ye can tell me about the dinosaurs and the why hame. To tell the truth, quo' Maisie, we never saw the dinosaurs. The bus broke down at the brig of dawn, and by the time a new bus arrived, it was time to get back to the squeal. So I never did get a dinosaur's tail clippings. But there was a plastic brontosaurus in my pocket of Monster Munch that nobody else in the class had gotten.